Okay, so double parsha, Nitzavim Vayelech. So it says Vayelech Moshe, Vaydabes Kol Dvarim Obnei Yisrael. So it's a Zohar, that's a Medrash Pliya. It says On Halach Kegufa Below Draw. Where did he go? He went like a body without arms. Actually, Moshe Rabbeinu on the day of his death. You know, so it's Vayelech Kegufa Below Draw. Right, he was a body without arms. Right, so that's like Moshe Medrash Pliya. So what I saw explained in the writings of the Radziner in a few different places, not just in one place, says like this: the inyan of the Yadayim, right, is the inyan of Asiya, right, be able. Able to do things, right? Able to accomplish, which is what we're supposed to do during our lifetime. So now the interesting thing about to note in the Tzelem Elokim, you know, in the human construct, even though you think and then you do, right? So it's that the Yadayim are tuffel to the Rosh, but you could lift your hands higher than your head.
Right.
Lift your hands over your head. Right, and that symbolizes that that sometimes we do things that are even higher than where our understanding reaches. Right? We do things that, you know, that the asiyah is even lamala from the das, right? And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us mitzvahs ma'asios, right, to do mitzvahs in ma'isa. Because if the mitzvah is no bigger than, let's say, the kavanas of the mitzvah that we could understand, then why HaKadosh will be mitzvah and the asiyah? Just learn the Divrei Torah of the mitzvah, and that should be enough. Heavy Omer that the asiyah must have reached a higher sherish than what the das knows about the mitzvah, and that's why we have to do the mitzvahs, not just learn about the mitzvahs. I mean, you understand this better, because you know famous Gemara that if a person is chayav a korban bizman hazeh, should learn the halachos of the korbanos. When the Shalom Parsha says, so we say Karbonis every day in davening. So why isn't that enough even when we could do the mitzvah b'maisa? Why is it not enough, you know? If we say that's what you should do, b'zman golus, you know, learn the halachas of kachim, if you chayav a korban. So why isn't that way, well, even when there is a Beit Midrash, heavy omer, it has to be that the asiyah reaches a higher place, has a higher sherish and could bring koach, even lamala from das. And that's represented by the hands over the head. The Yadayim can reach higher than the Rosh. That means the mitzvahs ma'asiyas have reach a higher place than our the das regarding the inyan of the mitzvah and the kavanas of the mitzvah. And that's why, you know, as much as you learn about the mitzvah and you learn about the seidus of the mitzvah, you're not potter from doing the ma'asiyah if you could do the ma'asiyah. Because the asiyah reaches a higher shorsh than the das. And with this you can understand... first of all, a very, very strange Mishnah and Ovis there. All the Mepharshim are bothered by. Kol Shemasav Merubim Mechachmaso. Right? L'mal Dovin L'ilan that Shorosh of Merubim V'anof of Muatim. Right? So everyone asks, right, that the Maisim, the Maisim are the roots, and the Chachma is the branches. He Shav Masav Merubim Mechachmaso. And then you don't get blown over. Right? So the pshat is like this, right? So first of all, everyone asks, how can you do more than what you know?
Yeah.
So the answer is, well, it's talking about chokhmah. It's not talking about stam, it's talking about wisdom. It's not talking about stam, basic intelligence of obeying orders, right? And that's what it's saying, that you do more than what you're masig, that you don't just do lefi what your hasaga is, you do even more, meaning you obey the tzivui, even though you don't understand, right, what it's about. And the Mishnah calls it the shorashim, the maisim are the shorashim, and the chachma is called the anafim. And yeah, so a person's maisim ruach chachma, so shorash of merubim, vanaf of muatim, and all the ruchas in the world can't blow them over. Right, and it's called that, the maisim is the shorash, it reaches the shorash, it reaches higher then where the Chachma reaches, Mamash is Mushrash, you know, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it draws Eiris directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then our commitment to the Maisa, that's our Iker Shurish, that's our Iker connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the Indian of Naaseh Kodim LeNishma. Nishma is Chachma. Right? Yeah, you hear, meaning like, I hear, like, I understand. Amisos Magdim Naaseh LeNishma. Being Magdim Naaseh LeNishma. Right, the idea is that understanding that the asiyah should be even lamala from the das. Right, I'm not just going to do what I understand. I'm going to do whatever I'm told, whether I understand it or not. And that makes the ikar dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so now you understand also, you know, that this level that's above das is called emunah. So let's go to another story in the Chumash. And then we're going to go full circle. We're almost done, right? The Am Yisrael is fighting with Amalek. So Moshe Rabbeinu raises his hands. And that with his hands he was raising Am Yisrael's emuna. That's what Taka says in the pasuk. Vayi yadav emuna ad bo
hashemesh. So that's why when they fell, they lost.
That's right. That the Yadayim represents the Koach of Asiyah, and the Koach of Asiyah should be Be'emunah, not Bedas. In the sense that I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I do whatever he says, whether I understand it or not. And that's the Koach with which they beat Amalek. Right? And now you can understand that there's a Lashon in Chazal. Why? Sherofu Yedehem min HaTorah. Their hands slipped from the Torah. So what do you mean saying you learn Torah with your eyes, with your ears, or they ruffle your damn in a Torah? No. Because you also have to, you know, be your commitment to Torah is to be Almanas Lasos. And the Almanas Lasos is even Lamala from your Chachma, Bina, and Das. You know, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I do. Right? And that's what it means, that you have to have, you know, a Yad in Torah, a Yad. You know, that Torah shouldn't just be Das, it should be with Emunah, and that's represented by the Adayim. I'm going to do whatever the Torah says, whether I understand it or not. And that Madrega is called Emunah. Right? And that's a Ose Melachto Be'emunah, from Lashon Chazal. You do it honestly. You don't cheat, you're not Mitchakem. Right? Ose Maso Be'emunah. Right? So now, so just like by the Mohammed Amalek, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, his Yadayim raised up Am Yisrael. The inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yadayim is always the inyan of the Koach of Am Yisrael. Right? That the Am Yisrael, we're here to do. We're here to do. And right, they're nichlo in the kivyachol in the Yadayim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu himself is the Midah of Das. The Midah of Das. Mm-hmm. He has Yadayim, you know, and just like by Yadei Moshe. Right, his hands reach over his head, right, and that's the end of Am Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu was always about giving koach to Am Yisrael, and that's what the giving koach to Am Yisrael to do, and to do even lamala from their das. Just like with your yadayim, you could do things even lamala from your das. You do be poel al pi emuna, that's higher than das, right? That's the hashpah that Moshe Rabbeinu had on Am Yisrael. It's always being mekasher them. Right, like by Muhammad Smok, Mishabdim Eslibam Laviam Shabashamai. Right, that was, and from that Am Yisrael gets their achiza in Torah. So that's what it says. Ben Me'av Esrim Shana Anochem Lochad Od Lotzeis V'Lavo. So Chazal say Lotzeis V'Lavo B'Divrei Torah. Right, I'm not going to be, you know, the koach of being mefalpil in Divrei Torah. Am Yisrael got from Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, that's what it means. There was all nichlo in his yadayim. Right, that the Torah has to be Naaseh Kodim LeNishma, right? Has to be Amanas Lasos, and the Amanas Lasos even Lamala from Das, right? And so they were all totally in Moshe Rabbeinu, all besod Yedei Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu his Yadayim, whatever, you know, what he did with his Yadayim was, you know, was Mashpia on Am Yisrael. But now on the day of his death, the Anhaga is going to pass to Yehoshua.
The Yadayim passed to
Yehoshua. No, but here's the Chab. It didn't pass to Yehoshua. The Anhaga passed to Yehoshua. The Yadayim just became Am Yisrael's. Because there's a chiluk hevdel mahuti between what life was like under Moshe Rabbeinu and how life is like ever since. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not allowed to argue with Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Yeah. No, Moshe Rabbeinu, if he says Zeh Adam Asher Tziva Hashem, you can't argue with him. Not to be Machish Nevuah. So. Right, you could argue with him if he says his own svara, but he has the maila that if he says b'shem Hashem, can't be cholik on him, right? And he also, by the same token, by Pesach Shein Be'ostov Chad, he has the right to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu, imdu v'eshma ma'etzav Hashem. So Gemara says in Timur, when Moshe Benu died, they forgot 3,000 halachas. They told Yoshua, these 3,000 lochas that we forgot, and all these other things that they forgot, get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not allowed to. Lo b'shamay me. Not allowed to. That was only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do that. Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed.
Direct link.
Right. That's right. Moshe, so that's like the Lashon Rambam and the Pirshon Aris. Yoshua and Pinchas do the same thing as Ravina and Ravashi. Ever since the Petir of Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no bashamai. You can't, get direct from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be mefalpo, and the mitzi, and that's what it says. Gemara said tzmura. So he went to Yeshua and said, "Sorry, I can't help you." Only Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to do that, right? So hechziram asnil ben knaz bepilpulo. Asnil ben knaz with his pilpul reconstructed all the forgotten halachas and the kal vachomers and et cetera, right? That the Yadayim of Moshe are now in Am Yisrael. That when Moshe was alive, they were Nichlo and his Yadayim, and he would raise them up, and he would be Makasher them, Lemala Min Adas. And that's the real Shorish that we have in Torah. The real Shorish we have in Torah is even Lemala from Das. Right? Because we're committed to the Torah, whether we understand it or not. And the Koch of Mitzvahs Maasiyas brings an ore that's Lemala from Das. Because if it would only be Das, then what do you have to do in the Maisa? Just learn the Sugyas. And it should make the same tikkun. Lamad, the Mitzvahs Maasiyas, the Maisa Mitzvahs reach a higher place than the Yediyah of the Sugya. Because otherwise, what do you have to do the Mitzvah Lamaisa for? Whoever reaches Lamala from the Das, reaches to a place called Emuna. That's all Nichon Yedei Moshe. And Moshe Rabbeinu used to be Makashuras. Now in his Patira, the Yadayim go to Klal Yisrael. Right, and it's gufa below draw, right? Because it's the day that he dies. He's finished. He's not lo chal lo latzeis. Well, my job is finished. I'm done. The Yadayim are now by you. That's what my Rebbe Moshe Shapiro used to say. I spoke it out of the Hesped. Torah tziva lanu Moshe morosha kilos Yaakov. Moshe Beru gave us Torah in two ways. He taught us Torah. He also was morish, the Torah. That is etzem histalkus, right? Is that okay? I'm leaving behind the Yadayim that you were Nichlal and my Yadayim. Now those Yadayim are by you. And it's called his Yerusha to us. Right? So now he's going to be, so he lost his Ma'amad, Vata Po Amodi Madi, by Ma'amad Hashem. You're going to stay with me and you're going to stay connected and connect the Am to me. To the Am, he says, Shuvul Olechem, by Ma'amad Hashem, Vata Po Amodi Madi. He's not being Omen. Now he's a Holech, Vayelech Moshe. He lost that position. But his losing of that period is to be Moirishit to Am Yisrael. He's giving it over. That's Vayach Moshe Vayedaber Kol Yisrael. He's giving it over. He's being Moirishit. That now you're in charge. That you have to, if you ever have a suffix, you're not going to have me to ask anymore. You have to bring it out with your own pilpul. Right? The koch that was Nichol Mayadayim, I'm being Moirish to you. And he himself becomes a holech. Besoid Yochu Mechayel Ochayel, that Chazal say, Tzadikim Enlem Menucha, Loblam Azev Loma Bosh, Nemar Yochu Mechayel Ochayel, Yorak Helkim Mitzion. He's going to be a holach. He's going to Olam Haba. He's going to continue growing. He's leaving his position of being Vata Po Amodi Madi to be between the Am and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's leaving that position and he's being Meirishit to Am Yisrael. So even though Yoshua is technically the leader, but Yoshua, is just. Supposed to coach Am Yisrael, but it's not called Toras Yehoshua. It's called Zichur Toras Moshe Avdi. Right? Am Yisrael now was Yerush, the Torah of Moshe. Yehoshua is just he guides them and he gives guidance, but it's not called Toras Yehoshua. It's Toras Moshe that went be Yerusha to Am Yisrael. Right? That's the Hevdel Moti, but Anhag of Moshe Rabbeinu and Anhag of Yehoshua and Niskanim and everyone who ever came after him. Then now the Torah is in the Am. Torah's Mamash in the Am. It's called that his Yadayim went Beirusha the Am. His Marish is Yadayim. He's Gufa below draw. Right, and that's also something about now, you know, we read this before, you know, this year we're reading this before Rosh Hashanah. You have to understand, you know, this year is about to pass. It's about to expire. But what's good about this year doesn't get lost. It goes Beirusha. You take it with you. What's good about it? We say Tichla Shana Biklolo Seha. Tachol Shabak Seha. Just the Bechinas Klola goes. But the Bechinas Brach, everything that's good about this year, is we're being Moirish. Right? Hala.
In other words, we want to inherit the brachas of last year to be this year as well.
That's right.
Leave the bad stuff behind.
That's right. That's Chazal said, Daf say, Tichle, Shana Klol said. You know that a year is gone. That's only Mitzad the Ra. But the Toiv is not Kole. The Toiv is Lanetzach. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Moirish his Torah to us. It's called, we got his Yadayim. He gave his Yadayim, the Koach of Pilpul, the Koach of Kiyum HaMitzvah. You know, everything that we used to be Nichla on his Yadayim, he gave those Yadayim to Am Yisrael. Right? You know, and he himself is now going to be Hoylech to Olam Abba, but he leaves his Yadayim behind. Right? For us. Right? You know, it was Marish's terror to us. Marusha kills Yaakov. Same thing on the year that's passing. You have to realize what's good. What's good is forever. And that's really what happens. Now, in B'derech Prati, you know, the Shlokar says that last year is stored Lanetzach during the Aser Simei Tshuva. The Kaidur, the Aser Simei Tshuva, is to review the whole last year in condensed form, because Aser Simei Tshuva is not this year and it's not next year. You know why? Because we count both by the sun and the moon. On Rosh Hashanah is, you know, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so it's next year on the lunar cycle. But you know that the solar cycle is 10 days longer. So it means that Aser Simei Tshuva is like a twilight zone. Mitzad the moon, it's already Tav Shinayin Ches. But Mitzad the Chama, it's not Tav Shinayin Ches until Yom Kippur. Because the Machzor Chama is 10 days longer. So that's why I'm saying that this, the Aser Simei Tshuva is a neutral zone.
Standard reality.
That's where it's not Tav Shinayin Zayin anymore, but you're reliving Tav Shinayin Ches in condensed form to set it right before it gets stored away Lenetzach on Yom Kippur.
So that's why it starts to make Tshuva.
That's right. That's why it's time to fix. You get the whole last year in review to polish it up before it gets stored away Lenetzach.
On Yom Kippur.
On Yom Kippur. That's when it gets sealed away. Ne'ilah. Right, so it gets locked up. Lenetzach. Right, so the year is not gone. The year, you know, what's good about it is Beirusha. The Ra we wipe away with Tshuva. Techla Shana V'Klosa. The Ra is erased. The Ra is called what's good. It goes Beirusha. Right, it's Mamash Mein. How Moshe Rabbeinu was Morish's Koach to us when he left. And that's a lesson that the Ram brings in. And his Hakadosh Baruch Hu writes, Moshe Rabbeinu lo meis, ela omed u'meshamesh b'morim. He didn't die. He's still serving in heaven. Because he's still mashpi on us. He's still mashpi on us, but he's mashpi on us because he left his yadayim here. Right? Besod yodav rav lo, the Chazal Darshan and the Koach of Yehuda, to be mefalpo. He left those yadayim here. U'lichol yad ha-chazok, u'lichol amar ha-shosam, Moshe Rabbeinu, the yad ha-chazok he left here. Right?
Interesting.
He left here, left with us. On the day he died, he was merged to Am Yisrael. And he was holich, you know, to Olam Abba, but he left his Yadayim behind. That's why he's still Moshe Rabbeinu. But he left the Yadayim, the Koach of Pilpul, to be Nose v'Nose b'milcham to Shaltara. That's why he was merged to us. On this last day of his life. Right? And that's the same thing also with the year. What's good about this year is never going to get lost. It gets stored away Lenetzach. Right? Just what's Tichla Shona V'Klolo Seha. But the bracha of this year, of Tav Shinayin Zayin, gets stored away, you know, to be with us, to be Omid L'Tzidenu Lenetzach Netzachim.